Thanks for spending time with us on The Green. I'm Tom Byrne. In this week's Enlighten Me, we head back to WMPH and Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District, one of the two schools we've partnered with on our Generation Voice Youth Media Project. Students there and at our other partner, WMHS, at McCain High School in the Red Clay School District, produce a whole host of interviews and features throughout the year. And once again this week, we're showcasing one of the student interviews with a local music artist at WMPH. The one we have for you this week is from Tori Rupert, who is wrapping up her freshman year at Mount Pleasant. She sat down with E.B. Hawkins.
Hey, I'm Tori, and here interviewing with me is E.B. Hawkins. E.B. Hawkins is a singer, guitarist, writer, producer, and engineer. E.B., who is part of a band, E.B. Hawkins Band, and a solo artist, is based out of Chatts Ford, Pennsylvania. E.B. Hawkins Band has various artists sitting regularly. E.B. has had the chance to travel all over the world, and you can even hear how some of his music sounds travel-inspired.
I listen to your music that we play on WMPH, like the song Tor Eiffel. And it sounded kind of like travel-y to me. So I'm wondering if you've been able to travel a lot.
I actually have done a lot of traveling, and some of it translates out into that sound, and some of it didn't. It's pretty much whatever you do in your life comes out in your music.
So where are some of your favorite places you've been?
Oh, heavens, that's a long story.
Oh, wow.
I'm very fond of Greece. I'm very fond of New Orleans. I'm very fond of Nova Scotia. I've spent a lot of time in France. There are probably a million more.
E.B. is not a guy who likes to be compared to anyone else, so his music is definitely nothing you've heard before.
Who are some of your favorite artists, and do you think they've shaped your music in any way?
I am certainly on record as saying that not much of anybody's ever shaped my writing or playing, because I've spent the majority of my life with a morbid fear of being boring. And being boring is not necessarily immediately attributed to playing stuff that sounds like other people, but I've found since I was probably 18, maybe younger, that if I played something and I recognized it because I'd heard it before, that I would extract it from my vernacular so I didn't play it because it sounded like somebody else. To me. So I had, as I said, really a morbid fear of being pegged as sounding just like somebody else. There are numbers of people that I really admire, typically people who are extremely renowned in their fields and play magnificently further than I do, you know, and I listen to them, but I've really never tried to copy anybody. I've done everything I could to avoid copying anybody.
What is your major goal for your music?
I can't imagine that I have a good answer for that. I think just keep writing it and try not to lose it. You know, it'd be great. It would always be wonderful to have your music played all over the place. I hope people enjoy it. But interestingly, I do it. It's a very selfish craft for me. I don't think of it selfishly, but typically if you said to me, you know, if you walked in and said, I don't really like your music, I'd say, thanks. It's nice to see you. Mm-hmm. You're still pretty. I don't really do it for... I've never really done it for reflection. There are people, there are artists who are very exaggeratedly attached to audience reaction. Mm-hmm. I just never really have been, and I'm not saying that I think there's a problem with it. Interacting is great. It's just never been what stirred me to do it. Mm-hmm. And what matters to me is I get to play with fantastic musicians and have moments with those people playing music that most people don't spend a minute like that in their life. And I get to do it a couple hours a week, you know, typically. So I don't really, but the goal, I guess, is to stay healthy and do it for another 40 years. Yeah. 40 years. And because it's my drug of choice. It's what I, mm-hmm. it's what I love to do.
Lastly, what is next for you and the band?
That's an interesting question. The Calypso Twins, as we referred to a minute ago, mm-hmm. that is basically an outcropping of the E.B. Hawkins band.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, E.B.
What day is it?
I don't know, but we're at Patchum in Paris.
That'll work for me.
The E.B. Hawkins band is a somewhere between 4 and 8 piece, sort of a rock band, pop band.
It's, you never believe me, it's, but I love you only.
People ask me what kind of music I play, and I usually say not the stupid kind, because it's a band that, you know, the structures are modestly complex, and there's no yo, can I get a yo, you know, and. And it's not really what we do, and I have a, to say the least, a great excuse to take that band out in about 2 months for the Buggy Tavern reunion, and they've asked me to bring an outshoot of the band that I played there with, you know, 35 years ago. So I'm working putting that band back on the street. And I'm excited because I'm working with some of the original players, and I'm working with some very exceptional young players. I'm working with a young man at the moment who's really, really a spectacular guitar player, and I'm real fond of him, and he's in that project. So that's the next thing that's different. I've probably got, you know, 35 dates in the next 6 months in various incarnations of... not necessarily the E.B. Hawkins band, but I do a bunch of different projects.
Yeah.
So we'll be busy.
E.B. Hawkins.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's completely my pleasure.
Someone is you. Oh, I intend to be independently blue. Say I want your love. I don't want to borrow. Have it today just to give back tomorrow. No, your love is my love.
Thanks again to Mount Pleasant High School freshman Tori Rupert and E.B. Hawkins for enlightening us this week. A reminder, interviews like this one are part of Generation Voice, our collaboration with the Brandywine School District at Mount Pleasant High School and its radio station WMPH, and the Red Clay School District at McCain High School and its radio station WMHS. Our youth media producer, Sophia Schmidt, oversees Generation Voice for us and worked on interviews like this one with teacher Paul Wishingrad, who runs the career pathway we work with at Mount Pleasant.